With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. White House condemning those reports that say Iran closed the Strait of Hormuz.
That is completely unacceptable. And again, this is a case of what they're saying publicly is different privately. We have seen an uptick of traffic in the Strait today. And I will reiterate the president's expectation and demand that the Strait of Hormuz is reopened immediately, quickly, and safely. That is his expectation. It has been relayed to him privately that is what's taking place, and these reports publicly are false.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. In the meantime, Iran and Oman set to collect shipping fees.
Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says passage through the strait will be allowed under Iranian military management. It isn't clear whether that means Iran will completely loosen its chokehold on the waterway. The plan allows for both Iran and Oman to charge fees on ships transiting through the strait, according to a regional official who adds Iran would use the money it raises for reconstruction, but that would upend decades of reliance on the strait as an international waterway free to transit and will likely not be acceptable to the Gulf Arab states, which also need to rebuild after repeated Iranian attacks targeting their oil fields. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Federal appeals court has refused to block the Pentagon from blacklisting artificial intelligence lab Anthropic. That in a decision that had differed from the conclusions reached in yet another judge's ruling. U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington rejected Anthropic's request for an order that would shield the company from the fallout stemming from that dispute. Bizarre incident in England. A member of the clergy facing manslaughter charges in the drowning of a 61-year-old man. That occurred, believe it or not, during a backyard baptism. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse goes to Lebanon. Here's Michael Harrington.
The Giant Christian Relief Group is helping people displaced by fighting between the resident Muslim terrorist group Hezbollah and the Israeli army. Samaritan's Purse reports delivering over 50 tons of relief supplies to Beirut, including medicine, tents, solar power lights, blankets, and hygiene kits. After the U.S. and Israel opened their offensive against Iran, Hezbollah launched attacks into Israel from Lebanon, sparking the current fighting. Michael Harrington reporting.
87th Circuit Court of Appeals ruling Iowa can enforce a law barring teachers from promoting LGBT agenda to kids in kindergarten through the sixth grade. Bans some books in libraries and classrooms. That decision vacates a lower court judge temporary block on the legislation while the lawsuit plays out. Measure was first approved by GOP majorities in 2023. This is SRN News. A major recall at GM.
General Motors is recalling more than 270,000 Chevrolet Malibu vehicles in the U.S. This includes model years 2023 through 2025. The recall is due to a rear-view camera issue that may cause the screen to display a distorted or blank image, increasing the risk of a crash, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. GM says it's not aware of any crashes or injuries related to the issue. Dealers will replace the rear-view camera for free, and notification letters are set to be mailed starting May 18th. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Fired University of Wisconsin president Jay Rothman says he was blindsided by the move but has no hard feelings and unlikely to sue. His termination this week was in a unanimous vote in the Board of Regents following a 30-minute closed-door discussion. More details at srnnews.com.